announcing the imminent exhilaration of oral stimulation due to the Crazy Kevin Show extravaganza, which includes friends, guests, and superstars invigoratingly and humorously entertaining the beautiful people of Toowoomba, Australia, and the world. Henceforth, listen with fervor to enjoy the titillation, frivolity, and downright indignation of Crazy Kevin and his Power FM radio wireless transmission of the Crazy Kevin Show. Dig it!
Let's go, girls.
It's our business section on Power FM. Crazy Kevin talking to people all around the Toowoomba region, and I've got a lovely gentleman here with me. What's your name?
Darren Bleasner. Kev?
You do the radio talk on Power FM. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, thanks, Crazy Kev. Look, Jeff approached me some time back to do a real estate wrap-up on a Saturday morning, And so every week I do a little talk about the market in Toowoomba, particularly about what the market's doing, information about how to buy and sell property, and also what open homes are coming up for the weekend.
So what's the name of your company?
So we're Professionals Insight Realty here in Toowoomba, and we've been operating this business for about 4 years.
Well, if somebody's listening to this now and they are thinking about selling their house, either upgrading or downgrading, what's the best way of doing that?
We always recommend that sellers receive at least three appraisals, get opinions from three different real estate agents about the best way to go about marketing their home, and also particularly they need to find out what their house is worth in the current market. So call in the agents. The agents will give you good advice around preparation for sale, like decluttering, what little repairs need doing to the property, when the best time to go on the market is. And then once they've had all those agents come through, they can then choose someone that they like and trust, build up a good rapport with, and then they can go to market. Often marketing costs can vary in Toowoomba. They can range anything from as little as $500 to list your property for sale, right through to several $1,000s. Depending on the type of property you have and the value of the property will determine the marketing program.
Is it a good season to sell a house?
It doesn't really matter in Toowoomba. A lot of people say that, look, the best time to sell is springtime when the flowers are out and the grass is green. But at the end of the day, the more people that put their house on the market in springtime, there's more supply in the market. So it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get the best price. Often we find people that sell in wintertime or late autumn receive a better price than the people that list their property in spring because there's less supply in the market in those other times of the year.
So when somebody puts the house up for sale, do you talk them through the steps of helping them out, like as people come to the open house, put the coffee on so it smells nice and this, that and the other?
Open homes are a very popular way of selling your home. We enjoy open homes because it condenses the number of the amount of time, and it allows all our buyers to arrive at the home around the same time, and they can all have a look together. And for our sellers, they like it too because they only have to prepare the house once a week for preparation for the open home. So it's a good way of selling. And then often what you'll find is if you do have a lot of people attending the open home, you can sometimes get multiple offers out of the open home. So we maximise the price for our seller through the open home process.
You also do rentals as well, don't you?
Of course, Crazy Kev. We have over 330-odd rentals on our books, and it's a very good way of providing a steady income for real estate businesses, because any real estate business in Toowoomba or anywhere needs to have bread and butter rentals, and they provide the running costs for the business and help provide staff with wages and stuff like that.
Talking about first-time buyers or people who want to invest in property, what's the market like in Toowoomba now?
Okay, Crazy Kev, the market's been fairly stable over the last few years. According to recent studies by some local valuers, we are at around that 6 o'clock on the property clock at the moment, which we are towards the bottom of our market. Now, this is a great opportunity for first-home buyers and investors looking to get into the market to look for that uptick, because we think there'll be an uptick in the next 2 or 3 years, and so now's a really good time to position yourself to buy property. Most popular properties at the moment are houses, three-bedroom houses, under that $350,000 range in good suburbs. So anyone looking to invest would be looking at spending up to that sort of money. First home buyers, quite popular with the $20,000 government grant on offer, are looking to buy the new units that have been built on the western side of town. So first home buyers can get into a new unit in Toowoomba under the $300,000 mark, and that gets them started. Takes them out of the rental cycle and gets them into owning their own home.
Some great advice here from Darren. Darren, thank you so much. Now, how can people contact you, Darren?
Yeah, no problem. Give me a call on 0438 753 878 or give me an email, darren.bleisner@professionals.com.au, and I'm available to discuss the market or if you're thinking of buying or selling.
Fascinating talking to you, Darren. Thank you so much.
Cheers. Thanks, Crazy Kev.
Hey, that was another great chat with a business owner from around the region. Don't forget, if you'd like to come onto the show, all you've got to do, drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com. And of course, it's crazy with a K. I look forward to having a lovely chat with you.
is Sunday best. Mother says she needs a rest. The kids are playing up and dead. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got his act to keep. He can't hang around. Always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our street. The kids to school, steal them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to kiss and melt away.
Well, yes, of course, it's Golden Album of the Week. And it's been requested by Darren, who we just had a chat to earlier on in the business section. Thank you, Darren. And he loves a bit of Billy Joel. And what I'm going to play for you, I'm going to play three tracks from his Greatest Hits album, Volume 1. And the first track I'm going to play is actually the first single which was ever released on November the 2nd, 1973. It's Piano Man. And what it is, it's a fictionalized retelling of Billy Joel's own experience as a piano lounge singer for 6 months in the early 70s at the now-defunct Executive Room Bar in Los Angeles. Billy Joel stated that all of the characters depicted in the song were based on real people. So anyway, it's our first track of our Golden Album of the Week, and a bit of Billy Joel, and it's Piano Man.
Shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure how it goes, but it's sad and it's sweet, and I knew it complete when I wore a younger man's clothes. La 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 la. Song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you've got us feeling all right. Now, John at the bar is a friend of mine. Gets me my drinks for free, and he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be. He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me, as a smile ran away from his face. Well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star if I could get out of this place. Now Paul is a real estate novelist who never had time for a wife, and he's talking with David, who's still in the Navy and probably will be for life. Men slow to get stoned. Yes, they're sharing a drink they call loneliness, but it's better than drinking alone. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you've got us feeling all right. It's a pretty good crowd for a Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while. And the piano, it sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer, and they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar and say, man, what are you doing here?
Crazy Kevin on Power FM.
Got me started
Well, it's time for our second track on the Golden Album of the Week. And the Golden Album is Billy Joel, Greatest Hits Volume 1. He's had so many hits. What we're going to play now is Captain Jack. Billy Joel wrote Captain Jack in late 1971 while sitting in his apartment in Long Island, looking out of the window, trying to find some inspiration for a song. Across the street was a housing project, and he observed some teenagers going into the project and obtaining heroin from a dealer known as Captain Jack. It's all about coming out of the New York suburbs, Billy Joel said in an interview, but in my travels I've seen a lot of the same suburbs all over the country. The song is sort of brutal, but sometimes it's good to be brutal and offend people. It keeps them on their toes. So here it is, Billy Joel with Captain Jack.
Saturday night and you're still hanging around. You're tired of living in your one-horse town. You like to find a little hole in the ground for a while. So you go to the village in your tie-dye jeans, and you stare at the junkies and the closet queens. It's like some pornographic magazine, and you smile sister's gone out, she's on a date, and you just sit at home and masturbate. Your phone is gonna ring soon, but you just can't wait for that call. So you stand on the corner in your new English clothes, and you look so polished from your hair down to your toes. Oh, but still your fingers gonna pick your nose after all. Yeah. But Captain Jack will get you high. Decide to take a holiday. You got your tape deck and your brand new Chevrolet. Oh, there ain't no place to go anyway. And what for? So you got everything, oh, but nothing's cool. They just found your father in the swimming pool, and you guess you won't be going back to school anymore. But Captain Jack can get you high tonight and take you to your special. By tonight, just a little push. You meet your girlfriend in the parking lot. Oh, but still you're aching with the things you haven't got. What went wrong? And if you can't understand why your world is so dead, why you've got to keep in style and feed your head. Well, you're 21 and still your mother makes your bed, and that's too long. Little push and you'll be smiling. Oh, Captain Jack will get you high tonight.
If you love good music, you found the right station. Great songs, local news, and information.
With Crazy Kevin.
Power FM.
Just go ahead now, and if you like
It's Crazy Kevin out and about, talking to musicians, songwriters, singers from all over the Toowoomba region. I've got a lovely gentleman here. What's your name?
I'm Adrian Marshall.
Now, Adrian, how long have you been singing now then?
Basically, ever since I can remember. My parents are just musical, to be honest.
Have you got a Philippine background?
Yeah, I do. I moved here when I was like 9. I'm 19 now. I moved here when I was 9, and ever since then I've just been into music, really.
Well, I've travelled around the world, and I've got to say, the best music makers are the ones from Philippines, but they can imitate singers and songwriters now.
Yeah, that's true. Like, there's a couple bands there that, once you listen, because sometimes, you know, when you listen to certain bands, you know that, oh, they're from this country, oh, they're from this. Like, sometimes Philippines, they have, like, you don't know. Like, it's like, are they American? Or, like, what are they? And then you search it up, it's Philippines. I'm like, oh, that's where I'm from, so...
So, Adrian, have you got any musical influences? Anybody that you like?
I really like Ed Sheeran and Bruno Mars. Like, I have a variety of genres that I listen to. I go from, like, pop to classical to some old styles like Frank Sinatra to sometimes metal as well. I just like music in general, to be honest. I like how they're pieced together. I like figuring out how to imitate them myself. Because, like, in my room, I have my own, like, recording studio. And I like just trying to imitate as much as I can.
Well, that's great to talk to somebody who's only 19 years of age. You're not just stuck into one genre or whatever. No. You just like everything.
I like everything, yeah. A big part of, like, my dad really got me into rock. My brother got me into metal. And I just found Ed Sheeran by myself. And I was like, this is cool.
Well, you've whetted everybody's appetite now. What are you going to play for us now?
This is My Girl by The Temptations. And I hope you guys really like it.
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day, and it's cold outside. I've got the month of May. Well, I guess I'll say, what can make me feel this way, my girl? Talking about my girl, I've got so much honey, bees and bees. I've got a sweet song, baby, than the birds in the trees. Well, I guess you'll say, my girl, my girl, talking about my girl, my girl. Ooh. Talking about my girl, my girl. Talking about my girl.
A great interview with one of our local musicians. Don't forget, if you're a musician, a singer, a band, whatever, drop me an email to crazykevinparfm@gmail.com and let's get you on the show. I look forward to hearing from you and putting you on The Crazy Kevin Show.
Don't be afraid of your freedom.
What I want any old time. I said I'm free, do what I want any old time. I say love me, hold me, love me, hold me, 'cause I'm free, do what I want. Any old time, and I'm free to be what I choose. Any old.
my granddaddy. Come, these are the words me hear from my granddaddy. You say nothing in this world like when I'm a noble free. Free from the lack of Mr. Free from the key. Free like a butterfly, free like a bee. These are the words me hear from my granddaddy. Said it's nice to be free, nice to be free. Free from the lack of Mr. Free from the key. Don't be afraid of your freedom.
Cause I'm free to do what I want any old time.
Well, it's time for our third and final track off our Golden Album of the Week. Thank you, Darren, for suggesting Billy Joel's Greatest Hits, Volume 1. Well, we're going to finish with The Entertainer. The song is a cynical and somewhat satirical look at the fleeting fame of a musician and fickle public tastes. Today, I'm your champion. I may have won your hearts, but I know the game. You'll forget my name, and I won't be here in another year if I don't stay in the charts. One of the lines from it. Don't forget, if you've got a favourite Golden Album, favourite old-time album, whatever, drop me a line to crazykevinparafm@gmail.com. That's crazy with a K. Pick three tracks and we'll put them on the show. Look forward to hearing from you. But right now, here's Billy Joel and it's The Entertainer.
I'm the entertainer, and I know just where I stand. Another serenader, and another long-haired band. Today I am your champion. I may have won your hearts, but I know the game, you forget my name. And I won't be here in another year if I don't stay on the charts. Ooh. I am the entertainer, and I've had to pay my price. Twice, ah, but still they come to haunt me. Still they want their say. So I've learned to dance with a hand in my pants. Let them rub my neck and I write them a check. And they go their merry way. Ooh. I am the entertainer. Been all around the world. I've played all kinds of palaces and laid all kinds of girls. I can't remember faces. I don't remember names. As well, cause after a while and a thousand miles, it all becomes the same. I'm the entertainer, bring to you my songs. I'd like to spend a day or two, I can't stay that long. No, I got to meet expenses, I got to stay in line, gotta get those fees to the agency. And I'd love to stay, but there's bills to pay, so I just don't have the time. I'm the entertainer, I come to do my show. You heard my latest record, spin on the radio. Ah, it took me years to write it, they were the best years of my life. It was a beautiful song, but it ran too long. If they're gonna have a hit, you gotta make it fit. So they cut it down to 305. I've been in the magazine.
champion. I'll be a one yard.
It's joke, joke, joke time. This is one about the FBI. They had an opening for an assassin. After all the background checks, interviews and testing were done, there were three finalists, two men and a woman. For the final test, the FBI agents took one of the men to a large metal door and handed him a gun. We must know that you will follow your instructions no matter what the circumstances. Inside the room, you will find your wife sitting in a chair. Kill her. The man said, "You can't be serious. I could never shoot my wife." The agent said, "Then you're not the right man for this job. Take your wife and go home." The second man was given the same instructions. He took the gun, went into the room. All was quiet for about 5 minutes. The man came out with tears in his eyes. "I tried, but I can't kill my wife." The agent said, "You don't have what it takes. Take your wife and go home." Finally, it was the woman's turn. She was given the same instructions to kill her husband. She took the gun, went into the room. Shots were heard, one after another. They heard screaming, crashing, banging on the walls. After a few minutes, all was quiet. The door opened slowly, and there stood the woman, wiping the sweat from her brow. "This gun is loaded with blanks," she said. "I had to beat him to death with a chair." Uh-oh! Don't forget, if you've got a joke, a funny, anything at all, drop me an email to crazykevin@powerfm.com. Look forward to hearing from you. Now let's keep it going with the great music on Power FM. It's time for our fitness tip on Power FM, and I've got Sarah with me from the World Gym. How are you doing this week, Sarah?
I'm brilliant, Kevin. How are you?
I'm feeling great as always. What's our tip for today then?
Our tip is about how exercise energizes you with endorphins. Did you know that exercise energizes you with endorphins right from when you finish? It's associated with long-term increases in happiness. Kevin, are you ready to start reaping these benefits?
I'm going to do 10 sit-ups now. Okay, is that all right, Sarah?
I'm starting to count. Let's see how you go.
Oh!
Keep going!
I had to escape. The city was ticking and cruel. Maybe I should have called you first, but I was dying to get to you. I was dreaming while I drove the long straight road ahead. Could taste your sweet kisses, your arms open wide. This fever for you was just burning me up inside. I drove all night to get to you. Is that all right? I drove all night, crept in your room, woke you from your sleep to make love to you. Is that all right?
Well, once again, time's run out on the Crazy Kevin Show. I hope we've enjoyed yourselves half as much as I've enjoyed myself. So don't forget, stay tuned each and every Wednesday and Saturday here on Power FM between 10 and 12. Send me those emails. I love reading your emails. CrazyKevin, PowerFM@gmail.com. Until the next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, my love.